Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good to have everybody. Pistons fever. I know the NFL draft is big, but the people have been rifling through the till here with the Pistons, and there's a lot of conversation. Lions draft, look, I'll give you a couple minutes here, and if you want it, call in. But it's simple. They drafted big people. They solidified both fronts. I know that they didn't get the edge many of you clamored for. I just don't have anger anymore because ultimately it's not my job on the line. Brad Holmes is either going to be right and have the receipts and bring us a Super Bowl and it all worked, or they're going to get aced out again, and people are going to start asking questions of why this guy refuses to make legitimate investment in edge rushers. That's really just the only two outcomes. I told you. Hell, I predicted. Tyleek Williams was one of a couple names for me at 28. I like the pick. Yeah. It's not sexy. Taking Miles Frazier out of LSU. Taking Tate Ratledge out of Georgia. Guards. Not sexy.
You inside know what I like? Big people.
Yeah. And I love it. And yeah, they're brand names. When you hack it at LSU and you hack it at Georgia, hey, if that's confirmation bias by me, fine. Oh. I like guys who have played on the big stage. Now, the only question would be, all right, Elite Raz, they essentially gave up 3 third-round picks to take Tesla, and you're like,
why?
Did I need to do that for a receiver? But let me just remind you of one thing before people start to slander.
Okay,
hold on. Work with me now. These are the same people who found Cooper Kupp, and they found Amon-Ra St. Brown, and I want to give them credit for something else. Found Josh Reynolds off the scrap heap, found Tim Patrick, who had basically been dead for 2 years. The point I'm making is you don't find a lot of 6'4", 220-pound receivers who run a 4'4", 3'40 with, what is it? What is it, Rico?
Elite Raz.
Bang. So look, okay. I don't know. I'm just saying overall, I'm not bent out of shape. And the kid you took from Boise, Al Hassamin or whatever the hell is the Egyptian kid, I'm a loser. I've watched him a number of times because Cash the Ticket loves Boise State football. The kid didn't even play high school football. He didn't even understand what football was. It was like the Mahomes commercial. Football? All this guy does is worked his way into being a high-level college football player at mid-level range. Rico, the kid plays with his hair on fire. I don't know if he makes the team. I don't know if he'll turn into the next, you know, superstar or a cut. But I love the kid. Like, yeah, the story's awesome, and his ability, the way he plays. What am I going to say? I like their draft. I don't love it, but I liked it.
Okay, you know what, Mike? And if it works out, great. To me, you took another developmental player who's just learning the game of football. Didn't we just do this last year?
That was a little later. What round did they take Al Hassamin?
6.
I believe that was the 6th round.
You could draft Gerald Ford in the 6th round. He's dead, okay, and right, I wouldn't care.
No, that's why I'm like, okay, fine.
You what got if he's somebody, the next Mahogany?
And what if he's not? And what if he's the next Balcony? I don't know.
Okay. Do you really have an issue?
Sixth round.
Do you have an issue with the pick of Tesla, the kid from Arkansas?
I do. I mean, because, okay, the elite Raz and all of that, something tells me he would have still been there later on in that round. You didn't have to move up 32 spots to get him. I don't think that there was this clamoring that we got to get Tesla, we got to get him. You could have just waited. You traded away more future picks, just like you traded away third round pick this year for Manu last year. You've done it again.
But here's what I like.
That's Brad Holmes ass in the jackpot.
Okay.
Because if it doesn't work, here's our receipts. So, just like the Broderick Martin experiment. That's dead.
Right. But if you told me, okay, that he moved up to get a certain, like, you said you're not moving J-Mo, but you drafted a receiver. Like, did you just draft Tim Patrick's replacement?
You had to give up
extra picks to get Tim Patrick's replacement.
You don't remember what a certain somebody told you before the draft started. You just don't remember. I told you, this dude's roster building. Okay. He don't care about what you want. He don't care about what Kenny's mommy wants. He don't give an F. He's roster building. So what did they do? Yes, D-tackle was a need, but let's be clear. They had people on the roster. They built the depth. Mm-hmm. Offensive line. Did they need to draft two guards? Probably next year. What did they do? Year ahead of it. Roster building. You just nailed it. Right. Tim Patrick's replacement. Yeah, he's roster.
No. I'm okay. Did you have to give up so much to get Tim Patrick? Not Amon-Ra.
He has to
Tim
be right.
Freaking Patrick.
I know.
The sixth option on the team.
He has to be right or he faces the wrath. I mean, that's, Rico, I get everything you're saying. It's just, this is Brad Holmes being the smartest guy in the room. He's going to get it right or it's going to look really stupid. I don't know.
And that's what I like about this whole thing, too, by the way, is he's either going to look great or he's going to look very, or he's going to look like that. That's you're right. Ass in the jackpot. That's exactly what I was going
to
say.
So just to me, overall, if you have thoughts on the Lions draft, go ahead. I want to get to our Pistons callers. There's not, I don't even think Rico was upset. It was more,
what?
Did we really need to do that in
for
the third round?
For this guy to replace this guy.
But here's where.
Not Laporta.
But here's where I think ultimately, if you're going to be upset, it's a personality thing. Like, I don't need the pithy remarks in his little jersey at the press conference. I don't need any of that.
Right. Well, it's because Edge is your priority. It's not ours. Oh, okay.
And here's my thing. If you can't question something, then you're a part of a cult. Sorry. I didn't agree with everything.
It is so turning into
for,
that.
For the, oh, you got to let Brad, he knows more about football than. Then that's a cult thing. I can think for myself. That was one pick that I was just like, you probably could have got. I don't think the 32 other teams were like, man, I really hope Tesla lands to us.
I can't speak to it. Look, I just can't. I mean, it's like I don't know that answer. You have a right to believe it. I'm not going to go there because, man, when you get in the third round of the draft, I can't act like I know these teams' value boards. Maybe somebody was all bricked up to draft this kid and they needed to do it. Yeah, maybe they had a score that they thought he was a first-round pick. Rico, it's his draft
board. The other Texas receiver didn't even get drafted. I got to think that he would have been there.
Well, Isaiah Bond?
Yeah.
Well, the guy's up on a sexual assault charge.
But as you said, Mike, doesn't matter in the NFL. If you can help me win, don't care.
Hey.
Well, the case is kind of currently going, so I think teams are like, let's wait and see.
Yeah, also, too, is the teams have more information than we do. When your heads of security are former FBI, you know, CIA, detective, I'm leaving it to them. If the kid didn't get drafted, something's up.
To quote a man smarter than me, hey, the NFL will take killers.
Exactly. Rico, I'm making a point to you that it's saying something that he didn't get drafted. That's all. Hey, I hope I'm wrong. I don't want to see anybody. I don't know. And he wasn't very good this year on the field. 248-539-9797. Okay, people. Trevor next. 97.1. Trev, what's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? So first and foremost, let me just get straight to it. With everything that y'all just broke down and explained, I think it's safe to say that we have a lot more questions than we have answers, especially on the defensive line specifically. First of all, I like the Ty Lee Williams pick, right? But did you really have to draft defensive interior when you burned a third-round pick 2 years ago on Broderick Martin? Or what about the fifth-round pick that you burned to trade to Darius Smith just to cut him and want him to come back on a cheaper deal, which at this point, why the hell should he?
Oh, yeah, and Trevor, then, by the way, you gave up extra picks to get Martin, but go ahead.
Oh, thank you. So more draft capital that you're burning that you could have used to get a quality edge, like maybe a Trey Hendrickson or, you know, some of these other edges outside of, you know, Max Crosby or Myles Garrett that we never really had a chance of getting in the first place. But I digress. The two third-rounders or the three third-rounders that you burned for Tesla, did you really have to get him when you could have gotten a Josiah Stewart, a Landon Jackson, or somebody else that was just as quality as a, you know, James Pierce Jr. or Mike Green? And then for you to come out in your press conference and being all snarky and arrogant saying, oh, well, edge rush is more of your priority than it is ours. Okay. Like, you didn't see, or you didn't just see the Eagles just completely dismantle and had Mahomes running for his life in this past Super Bowl. Or let's go back to the Super Bowl where the damn Seahawks played the Broncos and had Peyton Manning on life support. Like, the more of the story, you need a good pass for us to win championships, period.
Okay, Trevor, I just want to say this because I don't think you're wrong, but I think you're either ignoring the reality or you don't understand it. Look, I agree with you, but Trevor, he's basically saying we have everything we need. You don't know. Okay, show me. Because if they go out there this year and they don't win a playoff game, guess what? Instead of being up there in their cute little matching jerseys, they'll be up there in clown wigs. Right. So Trevor, you just got to let it roll. I'm not mad at you at all, T. It's just, I don't know what else to say. I'm not going to yell about it anymore.
I've seen the 15-2. Now show me what else you can do.
That's the whole point. Yeah. Oh, it's not your problem. Fine. You've got all the answers. Then I expect to show me. Right. At least get to the NFC title game or God help us get to a Super Bowl. Because if you don't, you can play dress up a different way next year.
Because you can mock people all you want about, oh, the edge runner. That's you guys think. Okay.
Yeah, I also love how that's being viewed like somehow, oh, only casuals. No, actually, Earth believes the pass rush is the only way to stop anyone in this league.
I guess I missed the receipts press conference after they lost to the Commanders. I guess I missed that one this year. I was on vacation. Okay,
see now you're being mean.
No, that's factual.
Oh,
and facts are mean.
Kenny. Tomorrow, live from the world headquarters, a lot of bathwater, Steve Eiserman, 2 p.m. tomorrow, and I'm hearing whispers we're carrying it live.
That truly is the Trump voice, though, is him. A lot of prospects. We have a lot of future.
See Nygaard. People tell me he's another Gretzky.
I heard he's pretty good. that Gretzky was good, and he's good, too.
No, tomorrow at 2. I'm hearing whispers. We're carrying it live.
Sandin Pelica. We're going to hear a lot about Sandin Pelica.
People compare him to Lidstrom. Yeah. They say it. They do.
Yeah. Mrazek, he's back.
But are you excited, or are you dreading tomorrow at 2?
First of all, it's an eye roll because I think this maybe should have happened a little sooner than the middle of the first round. But I'm resigned to the possibility that we're going to learn nothing. We're going to see nothing. We're going to have nothing.
Okay.
A lot of nothing.
Okay. Oh, you're done. 248-539-9797. What did you like and dislike from the Lions draft? And Pistons fans, we continue to roll with you. Yes, you got screwed on the last call. You did about 15 things to lose the game in the fourth quarter. Are we all united? Hey, it was great with the gym class heroes this year. Are we ready to get a star this summer so we can move this forward? All that and more, 97.1.